Hi, Abundant Soul. I am so excited to have you here on Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Bethia Kolobova-Burns, and this podcast is here for you. Without you, I wouldn't be here. So let's take a second to be really grateful to investing this time together, because each week I will be bringing you an interview and solo podcast episode where I will be showing you, teaching you, and guiding you how to create true abundance in your life. Not just the money, that's the cherry on the top, but truly abundance, the overflow in your life, in all of the aspects, your health, your wealth, your relationship with self, with others, your business. I am here to expand you, your mindset, your capabilities to be attracted to money. And I can't wait to see what each episode is going to do for you to expand you into even more abundance. Hello, hello, abundant soul. I am personally super eager to dive deep as we can in our short episodes on Unapologetically Abundant Podcast, because you know it. If you're joining me for the first time, welcome. I'm so excited. But many of you might be listening for months, maybe even years. And you know, I am recently a mama of 7 months young, a baby girl, which fills my heart with so much joy and so much love. And sometimes so much questioning and so much in my head. So when I connected, and actually she connected with me, our today's guest, Rushka Lee, I was very, very eager to learn about her way of supporting mamas with the neuroscience. And when she created her company, NeuroMom, I'm like, oh, I gotta know more. And I don't want to be spending my time back and forth on Instagram. Let's get you on my podcast, because I know that the mamas wannabe, or the mamas who already have their babies in their hands or their kids, they will want to know more about how can neuroscience help us in a motherhood and how can we really experience life in more fullness. So Rushka, I'm so excited personally to be here and just get the inside scoop. And I know that today's interview is going to be help so many mamas to change their mindset and see how they see themselves and what is possible for them. So first, you know, I know it's very like old question, but tell us a little bit more about how did you become the woman you are today? You know, because I feel like it's so fascinating, like neuroscience and motherhood. I personally would never combine those two together. So one, I'm curious, how did you get here? And two, now, personally, I wanted to ask you, are you familiar with human design? And if you are, do you know your type?
Okay. So first of all, I want to say thank you so much for inviting me to be on your amazing podcast. I've watched a few and your guests are absolutely amazing. And the connection that you have with them is almost like it's out of this world. So I appreciate that. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you so much for the pronunciation of my name. Like it doesn't bother me, but you did it like on point. So I appreciate that. Okay, so how I came about to combine these two. So I consider myself the neuro mom, and it's quite a long story, but I'll condense it. I was involved in a very, very bad car accident in 2016, and I had my two kids in the car in the back seat. My eldest was old enough. She had a seatbelt on, and my youngest was behind me. She was in a car seat and all of that. And what happened was a minibus taxi skipped the stoplight, and we were at the intersection wanting to turn, and the arrow was signaling that we can turn. It was a busy Saturday afternoon, I think, and this minibus taxi decided to jump the red light, and he was in the yellow lane and sped down. And he, of course, didn't see us because of all the cars. And we connected at that intersection, and we flew across the road. We took out one of the stoplights over the island, facing the opposite direction. How the car flipped, I do not know. But I don't recall this situation. I don't remember anything. My kids actually said the first thing that I said, I turned around as we landed, And I turned around and I said, "Are they okay?" And that's when I lost consciousness and I started bleeding from the head, because my head hit the headrest out of the seat. And you know how difficult it is to get that, because you have to press the knobby, but my head hit that out of the seat. And apparently I died. I was gone. The paramedics came and they had to revive me on the scene. And then when they saw that there was a little lifeline, they put me on life support and they rushed me to the closest hospital. And I was in a coma for 2 weeks. And after the 2 weeks, my neuro team actually told my boyfriend at the time that it's not looking good. You have to, you know, make plans for her passing, because she's not showing zero signs of improvement. And that day, that happened during the day, and that night is when I woke up. And the thing is that the doctor said, no, don't get too excited. This is what comatose people do. They come back, they say bye, and they share their last sentiments, and then off they go. So they gave me, they gave me three options, my boyfriend at the time, that I was either going to pass away during the night, or I was going to pass away within a week, or I was going to stay alive but live in a vegetative state for the rest of it. Those are my three options that I was given. And I was like, subconsciously, I don't remember any of this. So subconsciously, I was like, no, I don't like those options. So I didn't want to do that. I needed to be the person that I am now. I needed to be strong for my kids. I needed to do this for my kids. And it took a long time. I needed to learn how to walk again. I needed to learn how to do all the basic things again. And here I was. And it was about a year and a half after that where I started questioning it. And I went back to the neuro people and I was like, why did this happen? And I showed them my x-rays and they showed them everything. And they were like, you aren't supposed to be here. And then I deep dived into everything about the brain and all of that. And that's when I studied to become a NAP practitioner, neuroagility profile practitioner. And today, with all of that, I now sort of bridge the gaps between mindfulness and the physical health of the brain and how it works. So, and I'm a mom, hence neuromom. So that's the story.
That's so fascinating. And it's kind of scary, you know, because I know that it's like your life can be gone in a second. You know, like we're so worried and overthinking like so many little things. And, you know, like it's so funny, like looking at like how we are chasing the numbers and how we are worried about the little things. And then you're like, well, what is that all good for if you can be gone in seconds? Like what would be left after you? You know what I mean? It's like, created a legacy? Did you, of course, we don't want anyone to leave and leave little kids behind. And like, what did you done, you know, in your life that you can say like, okay, like I created legacy. I created something that will be still alive, even if I'm not physically here. So it's so fascinating. And it seems to me like neuroscience seems to me like very complicated. You know how people talk about quantum physics and things like that. And is it true that as moms, we lose like so many brain cells and we become like more simple, to say it?
So, by the way, the second part of the question was the life design. I didn't okay. do that. Or maybe I did and I forgot it.
Okay. I'll have to look at it because I feel like very often, you know, projectors or manifestors, they're coming with very like unique combinations of things, how to do things. And I have a lot of clients who are projectors and manifestors who like create different ways how to pair things, do things, how to see energies, you know. So I was just like very curious.
Why you asked. Yeah, that makes sense. No, okay. So back to the question, is it true? So there's this, I'm sure you've heard of a term called neuroplasticity.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So are you familiar with the concept of how it works and all of that?
Let's explain it on the podcast.
Okay. So So I did not go to, I'm not a neuroscientist, I'm a neuroagility practitioner. So agility is the fitness of your physical brain, okay? But the brain is amazing. It's absolutely fascinating how the different dynamics of it and all of that. So anyway, neuroplasticity is creating new neural pathways. It's basically the process of learning. And the same with affirmations and manifestation. If you keep like repetitively saying something over and over, that will create a new neural pathway. So the best way I can describe this is like, you know, in a field when people walk along the, you know, that one path, heaven forbid, you know, should be a straight line, but it goes like it's a winding road all the time. So the more people that walk on this pathway, the deeper the pathway gets and the more defined the pathway gets. And that is exactly what neuroplasticity is creating these new neural pathways in order to learn a new skill and to actually have it become a habit in your world and all of that. So the more times you do something or say something, it eventually becomes a part of you and who you are. So in terms of is anything true? Yes and no, because the more we tell, and I don't have to tell you this, you know this, the more you tell yourself something, the more you're going to believe it. So if you say, no, this happened with I'm a mom and I've got porridge brain and then, you're going to believe it. So yeah, that's what the whole neuroplasticity is all about. And you can literally, I mean, change your the way you think and your thought pattern, and it all depends, because that is your learning language. So a lot of time, I actually spoke to a client today, in fact, that her child, well, they had a parent, a parent teacher feedback, whatever, and the teacher told mom that, you know, your son is not paying attention in class and he drifts off. You can see he's like, you know, he's outside with the butterflies or whatever. And then she told the mom, I think your child has ADD or ADHD and all, you know, the normal. And then I immediately told her, first of all, that teacher's not a doctor. Second of all, before we go getting specialists involved and getting, you know, your kid pumped up on Ritalin or whatever medication, there is definitely a place for medication, and there's a time for medication, but let's try and sort it out naturally, and let's figure out what his learning language is, because there's three learning languages. It's either auditory, visually, or kinesthetic. So a lot of the time back in the day when I was younger, a lot of children were misdiagnosed with ADHD or ADD, but they were just kinesthetic learners. And unfortunately, in a classroom with 30, 40 kids at a time, there's one teacher with different learning styles and different absorption rates and all of that. So it's a recipe for disaster, if you ask me, with that teacher not knowing and making themselves aware of the different learning styles and the different thinking languages of children and with adults as well. Like in a relationship, you could have a kind of static way of learning, and maybe your significant other has a auditory way of learning, and it's the knowledge you get from understanding who you are as a person, how your unique neurological design, it makes life so much easier. So
It's so beautiful. You're talking about neurological design. I'm talking about human design. It's so beautiful.
yeah.
And I know my husband, he's auditory and I'm visual. So he likes speak things to into existence. He likes doing loud affirmations. He likes talking about things. And I like to see. I want to see, like, show me so I can understand, you know. So it's beautiful. It all comes to knowing yourself, know thyself, right? So how, tell us a little bit more about your business and what do you really do? Because I'm so like really fascinated, like neuroscience, mom, business of brainwaves. Like, tell us a little bit more, like, what do you do? But also, if we're listening today and we want to make our life better, how can we do it using your work or neuroscience?
So the way I've put everything together is with something that a tool that I use. It's called a NAP assessment, a neuro agility profile assessment. It takes about 40 minutes to do. It's online at your leisure. It's not a test, because a test you can fail. So this is an assessment, and it assesses your where you are. What is your neurological design at the moment? Because you can't improve what you can't measure. Right. So you do this assessment, and then out pops a 29-page in-depth report, who you are, your which brain hemisphere you are dominant, which eye, which ear, which hand you are dominant, what it all means, which one of the 11 personalities is most prominent on your scale, your risk of human error under stress, your health, your sleeping patterns, and all that. Do you have a positive or negative attitude, and what you can do in order to improve it? Because at the end of the day, we need to be whole rounded human beings, fully balanced mind, body, and spirit. And unfortunately, in today's society, there is a problem with the brain gut axis. Do you know when you are nervous, or you're going to an interview or whatever, you feel nervous and you feel sick to your stomach? That is exactly the brain gut axis. And if you feed your body like crap, I don't even have to tell you this, if you feed your body crap, you are going to feel like crap. So it's a in-depth assessment of who you are as a person. And the reason why I've incorporated this as a business brainwave, it's for teams, it's for mompreneurs, it's for solopreneurs, just so that you understand who you are. In turn, your team will work better. In turn, you will create more authentic content, conscious content, because you're not being pretentious. Everybody's saying, no, do this, use those hashtags, do this, do that, with the other. If you don't know who you are going to take from there, you're going to take from there, you're going to take from there, and you're not going to know exactly who you are. And that is going to stress you out completely. So it's just knowing who you are. And the problem is that a lot of us, myself included, growing up, we didn't know where our place was. We didn't know if we needed to be like this. Mom and dad wants us to be like this, but then teacher wants us to be like this. Grand wants to be like this. And some of us, as we are, walking about today, as adults, I make this joke that I have never coached any person older than 7 years old, because you develop who you are until, at the age of seven. And a lot of my clients, we needed to do childhood healing. We needed to heal the trauma, and we needed to break that intergenerational trauma from our parents and our parents' parents before we could even start with you as an individual. So that is basically how I've incorporated all of this, to make your unique neurological design shine out. You need to know your superpower in your business to help your business grow, to help your team grow and flourish.
I love it so much, and it's so beautiful that there's so many different tools that we can use and just see like what is calling you. I know there's some people who swear by Enneagram. I tried several times. I was like, this doesn't work, because I can fake the answers. It's like, I know what I'm like, if I do this, then I will get this result. That's why, right. Like, I cannot do personality test, like, I know what's the answer. With human design, you cannot fake it, because it's like,
no, when you can't
born, and it's just like how the stars aligned when you were born. The same, you cannot fake it with your assessment, because it's like how your brain is working. So I'm really curious, like, how can our listeners get their hands on it? How they can do the assessment?
They just need to DM me on Instagram. It's at Rushka Lee, RushkaLee. And then we can take it from there. But interestingly enough, the point that you brought up now, it's not a personality assessment. It is not an aptitude test. It's none of those. Because when you do the NAP assessment, you answer in your preference. So not what you're currently doing, you answer in your preference of what you would like. And that will then in turn reflect your unique superpower as a person, as a mom, as a business owner, as a employee, you know, as a mom to your kids, to your fur babies. You know, it's just it's an all-rounded thing that actually helps you understand who you are. Because I can't tell you how many clients absolutely choke on this question when I ask, you know, we do the introductions, we do the pleasantries, and then I go into the deep stuff and I say, okay, who are you? What do you mean? I'm a mom. No. Who are you? No, I work and I do. No. Who are you? And they don't actually know who they are. And it's the hardest, hardest thing for a lot of people out there to actually understand who they are.
It truly is. Yes, it is. And I know, listen, for you, it's like super late at night. And I so appreciate being even awake. It's so, I so deeply appreciate you. But for those who wanted to connect with you, you mentioned already your Instagram. Is that the best way to connect with you to take it to the next level?
They can, or they can email me directly. It's bookings with an S at rushkali.com. So it's bookings at rushkali.com. They can email me directly. They can contact me on Instagram, and then we could take it to the next level. So what I do is I incorporate these NAP assessments because it's an assessment that has to be allocated to you, your email, so you can do it in your time, you know, where there's no stress, where there's no cell phones, where there's no distractions. And then it will automatically spit out your 29-page report. Thereafter, I actually sit with you and we go through the report for about half an hour or so and answer any questions. And I will show you exactly what you need to do and how you can improve your brain's agility. Actually, Petra, I wanted to find out from you. Is it fine if we can do a brain exercise quickly, if you don't mind?
Sure. If my brain is still awake.
Well, let me just take you and shake you a little bit. Okay. No. So do you, I don't know, you know the Incy Wincy Spider? Incy Wincy Spider.
I think I saw it somewhere. I don't know it, but I think I saw it. I know the song. I'm singing it to my daughter.
Okay. So you do like do this?
This or this?
No, the other. Yeah, that. So okay. It's like, and then you go, Incy Wincy Spider. No, that, well.
You see my brain, it's asleep.
Incy Wincy. Just, I liked it. Yeah. You, the, okay.
Is it okay, this way?
Whichever way is more comfortable for you. Just do that. Yes, perfect. Incy Wincy Spider climbed up the water spout. I hope that people are going to do this with me. Okay, so now I'm going to complicate it a bit and we're going to switch it up with the fingers. Okay, you ready? We're going to go middle, ring, ring, pinky.
I'm done.
Ring.
My brain is off. You see what I mean? I'm like, no, I cannot even do this. And then you're like, what? I'm like, no, okay. My brain is off.
Okay. Okay, but you see, these are the fun exercises, and you will not believe there's different across the midline. It's your brain loves it, and we go through all of the stuff, the morning routines that your brain loves, the evening routines that your brain loves. Because at the end of the day, you know, your computer box is the most important thing. It runs everything all the time. And we do like mind calming exercises. You know how important that is. I don't have to tell you, but it's your mind is not, your brain is not designed to make you happy. Your brain is designed to make you survive.
Yep.
You know, so it's up to us to train our brains to be happy and all of that. So it's all neuroscience.
That's so beautiful. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. I'm excited to learn more, to share with our audience, and really bringing in your story to more people. I feel like it's so beautiful to know that you came back to life with this beautiful vision and mission. So thank you so much for being here today. You have a wonderful night, and we'll stay connected. I can't wait to keep witnessing your journey.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
My love, thank you so much for investing your time with me here on Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm so happy we could share this time together to create space for new abundant life that it's on its way and it's already here with you. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love this, that would be absolutely amazing and I would be forever grateful. Also, please remember to leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leave us your honest thoughts and comments. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would be really helpful for us on our journey so we can help thousands and thousands of people more. Until then, keep sharing your light and keep spreading those abundance vibes.